It shows what happens when you're not struggling, when you're not poor, when wealth comes in, comfort comes in, fame. You say, you will never descend to that level. Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. You may not use murder to cover up your sin, but you can sin against people and cover it up in so many ways. Crooked. And you can say you're a believer from CFC. Let me give you one more warning. The book of Numbers, chapter 22. You read about a man called Balaam. And he was known as some type of prophet in the land of Moab. And when Israel came, this is when Israel was in the wilderness, and they came to attack Moab, and Balak, the king of Moab, was afraid of this Israeli army because he had heard the reputation these people are defeating so many enemies wherever they go. So he called his prophet Balaam, and he sent some people with a lot of money to Balaam and said, it says in verse 7, Numbers 22:7, the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian went with the fees for divination. That means if you want a prophecy, you got to pay money, just like so-called Christian prophets today. If you want to hear from them, you got to pay money. So they knew there's a fees. So they went there and they came to Balaam and gave him the money and repeated Balak's words. And Balaam said, hang on, I can't just do it. I will seek the Lord, verse 8, Jehovah. That's the word there. L-O-R-D in capital letters means Jehovah. I will seek Jehovah. And when he speaks to me, I will tell you what to do. And God came to Balaam. Here was a man who was in touch with God. It was not the devil who came to Balaam. It was Almighty God, Jehovah, who came to Balaam and said, who are these people? Balak has sent them to curse the people of Israel. And God said to Balaam, verse 12, don't go with them. Very clear. You shall not curse this people, for they are blessed. So Balaam arose in the morning and said, go back. The Lord has refused permission. So they went back to the king and said, he doesn't come. And the king said, I know how to get these preachers. Just leave it to me. So he sent more honorable cabinet ministers to meet this preacher and more money. Distinguished people, verse 15. And more money. And he says, I'll give you a lot of money, verse 17. Please come and curse his people. And when Balaam, in a very spiritual language, see, all these crooked preachers, they've got spiritual language. Even if you give me a house full of silver and gold, I can only tell you what the Lord says. I cannot go against the command of Jehovah. Ooh-hoo. Sounds very spiritual. But stay here. I'll ask the Lord again. Why ask the Lord again? Hasn't he already told you not to go? That these people are blessed? How can you go and curse them? So he goes and says, I want to find out. And God said to him, listen to this, verse 20. Go with them. Middle of verse 20. And Balaam was delighted. God changed his mind. He didn't change his mind. He knew this guy loved money. He said, go. Just like today, he sees so many preachers love money and go in some direction. He says, go. You want to get a job in that church because you get a bigger salary there? Go. Please go. And he can say, God told me to go. Like a lot of preachers say, the Lord led me. But why does the Lord tell them to go? Listen to this verse in Psalm 106. It's a quite as interesting verse. Psalm 106, it says in verse 14, it's talking about the Israelites in the wilderness. They craved in the wilderness. We're not enough with manna. We're not happy with manna. We want meat. We want non-vegetarian food. All this vegetarian stuff is not good for us. And they craved intensely in the wilderness. And tested God in the desert. And listen to this. He gave them their request because they pestered him. But along with their answer to prayer, the margin of my Bible says, their soul became withered. Not the body. The body became fat with non-vegetarian food. But the soul was withered. He sent leanness into their soul, the margin says, and a wasting disease among them. But because they pestered him, he gave them their request. Those are words you must take as a warning. When you keep on pestering God, asking him for something, you know God doesn't want you to do that. You know God doesn't want you to go there. You have a clear witness in your heart. But Lord, Lord, please, please. God says, okay, go. There are many people who have gone like that. They thought God led them. No. They craved for something and God said, okay, go. That's what he told Balaam. He said, I know you love money. Why are you asking me? I know you're going there only for money. No other reason. You're not seeking to go there. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 10:31, whatever you do, do for the glory of God. But you're not going there for the glory of God. You want money? Go right ahead. I won't stop you. Is that what the Lord is saying to you? Back to Numbers 22, we read there, God told him, go, verse 22, but God was angry because he was going. Can that happen? That God lets you go and then he's angry with you? Yes. It happened before, it can happen again. Because you already know in your heart, God doesn't want you to do that. He doesn't want you to marry that girl, or he doesn't want you to go in that direction. But you keep pestering him, pestering him, pestering him, pestering him. God says, okay, go ahead. Do it. Don't think that is God's leading. God said, you can go, but I'm angry with you. Don't let that ever happen. And an angel of the Lord stood in the way. Even then God tried to stop him. See how good God is. He tries to stop one more chance. Let me try and stop him. But he can't see. Balaam could not see the angel. But the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and the donkey turned off from the way. And when he turned that way, the angel of the Lord came there, and the donkey again saw it and moved this way, and then it moved the other direction, and the donkey pressed against the wall, and Balaam's foot got hurt. And the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn left or right. Verse 26. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she just sat down. And Balaam got angry and hit the donkey with a stick. He couldn't see the angel. The Lord opened the mouth of the donkey and said, what have I done to you? That's the first time in the Bible you read someone speaking in tongues, by the way. Speaking a language it had never learned. So don't think speaking in tongues is a great gift. It's a gift. But the first one who spoke in tongues in the Bible is a donkey. Speaking a language it had never learned. And then Balaam said, you made a mockery of me. Now what I want you to ask you is, how is it Balaam could not see the angel and the donkey could see it? I'll tell you, listen carefully. Because the donkey did not love money. One who loves money will not see many things God wants him to see. One may be stupid like a donkey. You may despise that brother. He's dumb. But he doesn't love money like you. He will see visions of God that you never see. You got your cleverness, your intelligence, your capabilities. But he will see God in a way you'll never see because he doesn't love money. That's what I learned from this. These are all warnings, brothers and sisters, when it goes well with us, when we get more and more and more.